בורא אהוב, אנו מודים לך כי שלך הם היום והלילה.
Beloved Creator, we thank you. Yours are the day and the night. And you have gave us the opportunity to connect and prepare for this lesson with the power to support the friends during the lesson. Unite our hearts into one heart and fulfill the thought of creation in this way to reach a true connection and give you contentment and feel the greatness and joy of the friends. We pray for the longed for correction of the world.
Yes, we already understand that we are in a state of exile, which is all in all called a state of Passover, passing over, meaning we go through it in order to enter Kedusha, holiness, meaning spirituality. From not knowing the Creator, which is called exile. Before that, there is a period where we don't even know what it's about. It's not. There is no need. There is no need for spirituality, for bestowal, love, connection, for nothing. We just live a regular life where we want all kinds of additions, supplements. This is even before the exit, the entry into Egypt. When we are in Egypt, we begin to feel that we have a deficiency. A deficiency begins to develop in us. Deficiency for connection, for bestowal. And we begin to search how we can nonetheless see the evil inclination in us, understand it, feel it, follow it. We're following it and we're yearning to see, to find what are these discernments that we have to detect as Egypt in order to run away from them. And then instead of them, come to holiness, to the land of Israel, to the intention to bestow. So this is exactly the period when a person scrutinizes his will to receive, determines how evil it is for not letting him rise above this world and be close to the Creator, to the force of bestowal and love, and begins to feel that this attitude to life in the feeling of the Creator begin to become established in him more and more. These states come very slowly because a person scrutinizes them. It depends on us, the speed, the pace. And we begin to attribute ourselves, to relate ourselves at times to the quality of reception, at times to the quality of bestowal, at times to connection, at times to distance from others, etc. We have to go through all those things and feel them and be aware of them, sensitive to them, increase the importance of all our states. That we are among us, either tighter, closer to redemption, to exodus from Egypt, or far from each other. And in this, feel ourselves, or should feel, that we are still far from the exodus from Egypt. And we're still in exile, or even before the exile, when we don't feel as yet that we are suffering from being far from one another. We just live a regular life. Regular life meaning we're still not in Egypt. We might talk about it, but we still don't feel it. What do? We do what we do. Scrutinize ourselves once a day, at least. Checking ourselves. Are we moving closer or farther? We look at all of reality that humanity is going through, with the wars, the hatred, the connection, the collisions between connection and rejection. And in this way, we are between the two, between hatred and love, in the end. And we must choose where we are headed. And each time, meaning each and every day, we have to look at ourselves and see, as it is written, that each day a person should see himself as if he came out of Egypt. Meaning check ourselves, each and every one. To what extent? What is my relation to the exodus from Egypt? Do I even understand what it is or not? Can I depict that state? See what I need in order to come to that state. And in this way, to constantly try to scrutinize it, to play with these discernments. Think, feel, be inspired, impressed, moved by being in Egypt or not being in Egypt. Am I close to the exit, far from the exit? The exodus from Egypt cannot be before we unite, at least to some extent. At least we're not so connected, but we understand that exiting means we're achieving connection internally. In that we all have the same goal, and we're living in this goal. We want to live in it. We want to approach it. And in this way, we want, this is what we want to have in every group and in all the groups together and throughout our organization. And afterwards, as we read from Bala Sula, it will spread throughout the world to all of humanity. This is basically what we need to do. In other words, our whole work is to depict to ourselves states of Egypt, where we feel ourselves disconnected from each other, far from one another, even rejecting one another, if not externally, then internally for sure. And we are moving closer to each other in a way that what is important to us is that even if we don't appreciate it, it's important for us to feel ourselves more and more in one desire, one intention, one disposition. And we are facing one Creator who unites us. He is one over all of us. There is none else besides Him. And in this way, if we want to connect to the Creator, we first have to connect among ourselves. This is the only way, into the extent that we are connected among us, to that extent we will be able to connect to the singular, unique root of ours. This is basically our work. There are many scrutinies about it. Until we complete them, we won't be able to exit. So let's try to scrutinize them as quickly as possible and finish them as quickly by all of us connecting among us and in the Creator as much as we can. And each one should help in this, everyone else, and we're all dependent on each other. And to the extent that we connect internally, we will bring ourselves closer to the redemption. Redemption is only one thing. There is exile, and the word geula, redemption, is when you add to the word galut, exile, the aleph of geula. Aleph, the letter aleph, is the alufo, the champion of the world, which is the Creator. In other words, if we add only one thing, the Creator, to the connection between us, exile is when we feel the disconnection between us. And we feel the word geula, redemption, when the Creator comes and fills. He fills the deficient, empty places. And then we feel Him, discover Him, and in feeling Him, we attain the upper world, spirituality. And this is called the exit, the exiting from not revealing the Creator to revealing the Creator, from disconnection between us to connection between us. The connection between us being the vessel, and what the vessel reveals, its filling, is the Creator, the light. This is what we hope is happening with us. But every day we have to be, as many times as possible, returning into establishing our desirable state and our existing state. And in between those states, we should constantly check ourselves and bring these states closer.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that the connection between us is the vessel, and the light is the filling of the Creator. How to begin to diagnose between, to distinguish between them and the connection between us?
To the extent that you're missing the vessel, to the extent that you're missing the kli. The vessel is the connection between us. If we don't have a vessel, the Creator can't be revealed. To the extent that we connect among us, by this we build an infrastructure for the revelation of the Creator. And it has to be as clear as possible in both mind and heart. For it needs to be revealed both intellectually and emotionally. And we have to repeat these actions all the time of putting myself, I have to put myself in states of redemption when I connect to the friends. As a result, the place between us becomes corrected with our mutual disposition toward each other, and then we should reveal the Creator.
Baal Tia 4.
Доброе утро, Раф. А вот как отчаяться в собственных усилиях? Вот бывают моменты, когда ты чувствуешь
бывает, когда вот тебя strength, there are moments where a person feels himself opposite the Creator. It turns out that you're getting thrown out and you start from the beginning.
It's okay, even if you're far, as long as we are in contact through some activities. From afar, that's not a problem. On the contrary, the fact that the Creator tells a person that he is far, when a person feels that he is far, of course it comes from the Creator. By this, he actually wants to bring us closer, meaning then a person begins with all his might to try to come closer. In other words, the Creator actually does these things to people He wants to bring closer. He gives them a feeling that they are far, that they are not successful, etc. It's good. By bringing the distant ones closer, precisely. It doesn't matter what state I'm in. I have to see myself. How do I come to a state where I yearn for connection between us and with the, and to the Creator? And if I have this propensity, this disposition, it's good. If I suffer from not being in this disposition, it's not so good. According to this, we check where we are. The real Egypt is, you could say, when we feel ourselves as unable to connect among us, and accordingly, we really want to very much. We want to, but we can't. And we suffer. And as much as we check the form of connection and separation between us, I want it to happen. Why do I want it to happen? In order to discover the Creator. Why do I need to discover the Creator? Because it'll be good for me, or in order to bring contentment to Him. And to me, perhaps, make no changes. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. And if I begin to feel that what's important to me is to connect to the friends in order to reveal the Creator so it'll be good for Him, because I want to please Him, that He will be pleased and satisfied with our work, even if He doesn't see that it's for me so much, as long as He is happy. Like a mother who wants her children to be happy, she's not concerned with them seeing that it came from her. What's important is that they will be happy. So the question is, the closer we come to this, it is more in order to bestow, etc., etc. There are other discernments. We have to constantly think how we establish, create these states from between us, because specifically from between us, it is revealed first as exile, and then the appearance of the Creator out of the exile, which is already the redemption, the exodus from Egypt. The exodus from Egypt is the revelation of the Creator to us. And then we feel the spiritual world and ourselves in such a way that we are.
Rav, what causes this force of Moshe to awaken within Israel even before its unification?
Moses operates in concealment. We don't feel this force actually operating in us. Or, you might put it this way, our whole disposition to advance, to come out of Egypt, and to find ourselves, find that we have a disposition toward the Creator, and maybe also a little bit toward each other. All of this is the disposition of Moses. All of this is Moses. Moses is a force that Moshech pulls us out of Egypt. No.
will begin.
We have to understand that the fact that we don't feel one another is close. This is called Egypt, the exile, exile from connection between us and from between us to the Creator. And the more we perform actions to bring us closer, by this we prepare the infrastructure for the revelation of the Creator between us. In that same network that we put together in our relationships, where we help each other become closer with our inclination toward the Creator. By this, we prepare a place for the revelation of the Creator, who gradually becomes revealed between us. This is exactly our work in Egypt.
Regarding bestowing contentment to the Creator, good to him. I feel like I want to help my friends reach spirituality. I want to help the world, or it seems to me this way, in the world that is suffering. This addition of bestowing contentment to make him good, make him feel good, remains technical. How can we strengthen this muscle so bestowing contentment will become something emotional, tangible, and not technical?
This is because you still don't feel that the Creator is clothed in the whole world. So it seems to you like He is present or not present in relationships between people, between countries, between nations, and in general, that He doesn't fill up everything. You have to try to discover that the Creator is in everything. And you, through your relation to everything in the world, can discover a place for revealing Him. And that's our main engagement, our main work, to prepare places for the revelation of the Creator. Gilad.
Excerpt number 23. One who learns Torah, since he believes in the words of our sages, who said, the Creator said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. This spice is given to a person so he will feel how far he is from the Creator. It follows that the Torah gives man the kli, the vessel, meaning the lack for man to ask the Creator to deliver him from exile, called exile in Egypt. It is known that Mitzar Yam, Mitzrayim, Egypt, means Tzar Ein, narrow-eyed, being jealous. That is, a person has no power to bestow, but only to receive. And although he sees that it is impossible to approach the Creator before all his actions are in order to bestow, he nonetheless sees that there is no way he will be able to achieve this without his help.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь написано, что Тора дает это приправа, дает ему
почувствовать
Творца. Вот как нам?
The Torah lets him feel how distant he is from the Creator. How does the Torah let us feel it?
Torah זה אור הכללי. The Torah is the general light that appears on us. It's not a book that's printed or some stories. It is a light that shines on us, on all of creation, from the Creator. This is called the Torah, all in all. More precisely, the Torah is the light that promotes a person toward the purpose of creation. We all have to come to inverting the will to receive that the Creator created in us into a desire to bestow. And the whole process we go through it through this special force called Torah. That's it. So what we need to understand, to see, to recognize, is that the evil inclination that the Creator created, the will to receive, we can change it only through the power of the Creator which shines on us. And this illumination is called the Torah. Every time it comes to us, more and more, and it depends on how much we connect to the source of the light. So accordingly, the light influences us more and more. And in this way, we come closer to the qualities of bestowal. And to that extent, we become similar to the Creator and begin to understand more, feel more what are His operations on us, how much we can sympathize with them, etc.
А как нам вот сейчас на уроке так попросить, чтобы он дал нам этот кли?
Now in the lesson, how can we ask in such a way that he will give us the vessel, the deficiency for the Creator, what we're lacking?
We should simply ask directly. Ask. Each one should ask from his heart. We don't need anything else. Only to have the right request. To ask as much as possible together, and as much as possible, the real, necessary thing that we want to be together so that we will have enough strength, enough demand, enough request, enough deficiency, as it's called, in which we will be able to receive the light, the upper light that the Creator wants to give. The upper light is in complete rest. We are seemingly in an ocean, but we don't have the vessel, the cup, to get some water from the ocean. That's the problem. We are in the upper light. It's present. We just don't have a vessel. That's what's missing. So let's try to understand what is the vessel. Each of us is a tiny pixel, a tiny black dot. If we connect together, at least as many as we have in the group, by this we build the vessel. That's what we need, to connect together. Otherwise, you can't do anything. Connect in order to receive the upper light. And its essence, its inner quality, is the Creator. Bo'e, come and see. You kind of grab it, grip it, and begin to feel and understand and is revealed gradually. We have to demand more and more the revelation of the Creator to us. So it'll be revealed because we want to know, to understand, to feel to whom we are turning, how to turn. Why do it? Why connect? I need it. It comes gradually. It'll fall into place. Even though we don't feel them, the upper one understands these things, just like a mother understands her baby, even though it can't tell her anything. Every pips from the baby, she feels. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. There's a feeling of great repulsion from this whole process. There's a feeling of repulsion from connection, and there's also the feeling of connection. But from this general process, there's a feeling of repulsion, as if I don't want to get into this whole thing. What do you do in that state?
First of all, perfect. What you feel is what you feel. And of course, it comes from the Creator. Now we have to check and see what do we do about it. Because whatever we feel comes from above. That's a fact. What I'm doing now with what I'm feeling rejection. Why? Is it good? Is it bad? What to do with it? Connection. The goal, check all those things, check all those ingredients, and see. All of it comes so you would stabilize the situation, the state, and see that it's impossible to do it without it. It comes to you, the reason it comes to you is because of the influence of the upper light on you. So scrutinize it and keep going.
How do we, I heard you said in the beginning of the lesson that the difference between redemption and exile is the Aleph, the champion of the world. So how do we add the Creator into this whole process? Should there be a feeling of the Creator in this process?
You need to speak amongst you and understand from the text that you are dealing with the Creator, and between the Creator and every friend, you have the rest of the friends. And according to how distant the friends are, you can feel the Creator through them, meaning what conceals the Creator from each one are the friends, since he doesn't feel them as close. And according to how close he can feel them, through them, the qualities that he discovers, he will discover the Creator. So it turns out that I'm lacking vessels, discernments, in order to reveal the Creator. And these discernments I get from the connection.
A question from my friend. You said all the light reflected from the Creator to creature is called Torah. So what is light? Some kind of frequency.
It's
a desire and a thought that operate in a person and aim him at the purpose of life. This is the meaning of Torah. This is what we call Torah. Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Hello, Av.
We often read words like Torah, commandments. I have a feeling that the articles of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, would it be correct to relate to the articles of Rabash and Baal HaSulam as this is the Torah and commandments for us?
Of course, that anything Kabbalists should tell us about how to reach adhesion with the Creator, revelation with the Creator, these are called Torah. All the actions that we need to do in order to reveal the Creator and the connection between us, which is where He is revealed, those are called mitzvot, commandments. Meaning all those actions of connection that we need to do, they are called commandments. And everything that's revealed, whether we understand or we don't understand, whether we reveal it or not, there's something that's influencing us as a result of our efforts to connect. All this is called Torah.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Вот.
Hello.
Написано в разных местах, что нужно просить раскрытия Творца.
It is written in different places that we have to ask for the revelation of the Creator. Elsewhere, it's written that we don't have to ask for revelation. But if he wants to be concealed, I agree to that as well. We just have to ask for the strength to keep working. How do you reconcile it?
Well, the question is, why are you asking this? What for? If you're asking the Creator to open up so that you'll feel good, you will satisfy your desire to know, to understand. With that, you will have no success. Only on the condition that you want to discover the qualities of bestowal. On that condition, you'll be able to reach your goal, to be successful.
It seems like the more correct prayer is, well, this is how I phrase it, that if he wants to be concealed, I agree. As long as I have the strength to be with the friends, it seems more correct than asking for his revelation, because asking for the revelation seems egoistic.
Correct.
But on the other hand, Kabbalists say, and you often tell us, to ask for revelation. So, no, it's not clear.
No, we want the, what does it mean of the Creator being revealed? He's revealed as the force of bestowal. What can be revealed? What can He reveal to us? Only the force of bestowal that would correct, our vessels so that in them the force of bestowal would appear. That's what we need.
Number 24.
Go ahead.
Why is the grave prohibition of do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man, for which Israel remained in exile? It is as it says, had Israel not tasted the bread of the Egyptians when they went down to Egypt, they would not have been left in the exile in Egypt. Exile means that the people of Israel could not work in order to bestow upon the Creator, but only in order to receive for themselves. This is called the exile in Egypt, when they could not emerge from their control. And the will to receive for oneself dominated.
They could feel that the will to receive is dominating them, and they called that exile.
This is why the Zohar says that if, when they descended to exile in Egypt, they had been cautious not to eat, meaning not to enjoy what the Egyptians enjoy, meaning the evil eye, which is the will to receive for oneself, they would not have come under their control in the exile. It follows that the gravity of the prohibition of an evil-eyed man is because his bread is entirely in order to receive. And this causes all the separation from Kedusha, holiness. This is the prohibition of do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man.
How could we acquire the necessary kelim if we had not tasted the bread of Egyptians?
You're correct. You're right, but we get this awareness, recognition of our lack of vessels of bestowal because we can't succeed with our vessels of reception. This is a good question. How can we How could we even want to come out of Egypt if we never tasted what's outside of Egypt? However, we don't stay in the same vessels as we had in Egypt. If we stayed in the same will to receive, and now with the will to receive, we wish to taste something that's outside of Egypt, then you're right. How can I want to know, to understand what's outside of Egypt if I've never been there? I've never tasted what's happening there. But we don't stay in the same vessels. Those vessels we are with in Egypt, we taste the bitter tastes. And from this bitter taste, we wish to rise above it. And not to rise above because the taste is bitter, but because we don't want to use those vessels then specifically. Therefore, we wish to come out of those vessels. And that's called the Exodus from Egypt. That we yearn for, to receive, in order to receive what we have outside of Egypt. This nice portion that's waiting outside of Egypt. No, we wish to get rid of the vessel we have in Egypt. And this is the meaning of the Exodus from Egypt. If I would cross over with the same vessels as I've had in Egypt to the outside of Egypt, it would not call will not be called redemption. Those would be the same vessels in which I could taste something new, perhaps. Yes, but in the same vessels in order to receive. Here, is there something new here? I'm changing my nature from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That's why, even though I don't know what it is in order to bestow, it's enough for me to feel Egypt in order to receive as bad that I'm trying to escape from it, and then I run away from in order to receive, and then I come, and not right away, after a few stages, I come to in order to bestow.
One should know that these descents were given to him to learn how it is possible to appreciate the state of ascent. But during the descent, one cannot learn anything from it. However, during the ascent, he can make a true judgment and say, now I am in a state of faith. And this came to me from the Creator. Otherwise, I would immediately fall into a state of self-love. If he does not make this calculation, and thanks the Creator for bringing him closer, he is immediately thrown. It turns out that it is impossible to obtain real pleasure from nearing the Creator unless he can appreciate it. As said above, as the advantage of the light from the darkness, from within the darkness. It follows that for the creatures to receive the delight and pleasure and feel it, those descents were all necessary. They are called exile. And this is called Shekhinah, divinity in exile, or Shekhinah in the dust. Only by this will one have the kelim, the vessels, to feel the delight and pleasure.
Yes, meaning we can only appreciate a state from the other states, the ones that precede it or that come after it, after that state that we're discussing. Hence, we are in exile, and gradually from the exile, we attain our state of in order to receive, how much we suffer from not wanting to be in order to receive, because we receive a small illumination, 1, 2, 3, and after each time we see how our method of reception is flawed. We don't want to stay in it. And then we begin to attain it as the advantage of light from darkness. We're not getting something new from the light that will be there, but rather from being in the darkness, feeling the darkness more and more in our state, although it's not, things are not that bad. But we attain it as lacking. I can't be in it anymore. And then we come out of the exile. We determine it is a state of exile and we come out. We have no choice. We have to feel each and every state that we're in, during the descents, the falls, which is called the exile, until we discern that all those descents are a result of our lack of connection. And we have no creator between us as the connecting force. It's missing. And after we determine that this is indeed so, we are worthy of ascending from the state, coming out of. Get it.
You're asking about the excerpt, that there is no, that it is impossible that he'll be able to achieve it without the help of the Creator. They're asking how not to come out of this feeling after the lesson, during the day.
It's all up to you. How do you hold on to one another? It all depends on the friends. The way friends hold on to this feeling that they are truly in connection between them, and they work to grow that connection until they reveal the Creator in it. The Creator is concealed only because we lose it, we lose Him in the lack of connection between us. And we need to reveal Him there. At first, it was one kli. The Creator broke that kli, revealed the egoistic desire between the parts of the kli that was previously unfelt. Now this egoistic desire is concealing the Creator. It doesn't let Him reveal Himself. By working on the will to receive that separates us, by that we cleanse that place from the will to receive, or more correctly, we're in place of the will to receive, we correct it and it becomes the will to bestow. Then we discover the Creator 620 times more than how He was revealed in the vessel of Adam HaRishon. In the vessel of Adam HaRishon, there was only a small illumination, but it was sufficient in order to connect all the parts, all the desires to receive together. This was Adam HaRishon before the sin. After the sin, after correcting the egoistic desire between us, so it becomes connection from hate to love. Then we discover this desire called Creator, the desire to bestow, that we place between us, the desire for connection, 620 times more. When is this revealed, this Pitarach, 620 times more? It's revealed during the shattering, and we correct it during our work.
Allah.
Next.
From Sochi, in the 10, the evil is constantly revealed, and we try to rise above it. That process seems endless. How do we come to such a level that it becomes the exodus from Egypt.
We need to keep going. We need to keep going in this work until we discover that what separates us in truth is called the evil inclination, the Pharaoh that doesn't let us connect, and we must run away from him, meaning rise above the will to receive. This is called the exodus from Egypt. When we disconnect from our will to receive, this is called the exodus, or the exit. And after we come out, then all the evil that we had in the will to receive that was separating us, we turn it into good by constructing the connection between us above the Pharaoh. That coarseness we now turn into refinement. This will shine as light.
From Petach Tikva, we want to switch on the light and discover the Creator and the connection between us. But we can't keep the friends, the prayer for the friends for a long time. What do we do?
We have to exert. Try harder. There's nothing else you can do. You need to exert and you'll see it's possible. You have a very powerful force and a sizable amount, and you need to reach connection and grow it more and more above all the disturbances, all the disconnection. There's nothing in you more than the general will to receive, the corporeal will to receive, extremely primitive will to receive, and you should not agree with it, rather you should rise above it forcefully, and you're capable of doing it, and in the connection between you, you'll reveal the Creator, and you specifically. I haven't even read 26. Go ahead.
When Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also descended in him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah commandment induces a mitzvah, why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first.
Again,
excerpt 26. When Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also descended in him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah commandment induces a mitzvah. Why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first.
Excerpt 27. It is impossible to come out of the exile of Egypt before entering the exile. Only then can it be said that we come out of the exile. The author of the Haggadah tells us about this, that we need to know that in the beginning our fathers were idol worshippers, meaning that they were in exile under the rule of idol worshippers. And only then the Creator brought our fathers closer. But had they not felt that they were placed under the rule of idol worshippers, it could not be said that the Creator had brought them closer. Only when a person is remote from the Creator can it be said that the Creator brings him closer. Because the absence should always come before the presence. As the absence is the kli, and the presence is the light that fills the absence and the darkness.
Okay, this is clear to us that it cannot be redemption without exile. 28.
Except number 28. It is impossible to emerge from the exile before one is in exile. It is known that the Holy Torah is eternal and applies to each and every generation. Also, we say in the Haggadah, the Passover story, in every generation, one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt. For this reason, we must know the meaning of the exile that we are in. And what does it mean that each and every generation we must emerge? It is written, remember that you were a slave in Egypt. And who says that being a slave is so bad? After all, there are people who want to be slaves. As it was said that the slave said, I love my master. The thing is that exile is according to the level of suffering and pain that one feels in the exile. To that extent, it is possible to be happy about the redemption. This is like light and clean vessel, meaning that the suffering we suffer from something is the kli that can receive light if one liberates oneself from the suffering.
Meaning there could be exile and redemption in every place, every time, every state. Meaning, simply, if I'm in a desire that I cannot implement, it's called exile. When I implement my desire, that's called redemption. Relative to the purpose of our lives, the spirituality, then the desire that I want to emerge from in order to receive is called exile, where I'm in it and I can't exit. Therefore, we need to measure ourselves whether we are in exile, whether I'm in the desire to receive truly, and whether the fact that I'm in it, I feel that it's choking me, that I cannot stand it. If so, you could say that accordingly I'm in exile. When I discover that all my desires are all egotistical and I have nothing to do in them but rise above them, then it's called that I'm ready for redemption. At which point I cry out for the Creator to take me out, because I see that I'm not capable. I've tried several times and I couldn't. And then I cry out to the Creator to help me exit. And this is how we exit the exile to redemption. By what? By the revelation of the Creator coming from above. The difference between exile and redemption in Hebrew, Galut Geula, is the letter Aleph. That's what differentiates these two, which is called the Creator, the hero of the world, or the triumph of the world. That's how we emerge from the state of exile, meaning the sensation of exile, the will to receive, and all my thoughts and desires are only in order to receive. And redemption for me is that I want to be in order to bestow. Now the question is whether we're in this or not. Somewhat we're not. But because we connect between us, it could be that all our inclinations towards connection, which go through one another, they're sufficient. Those inclinations are enough for us to demand from the Creator to take us out of exile. Just like I don't want to ask, or I can't, or I'm not capable. So the second will ask, and the third will ask, and that's how one will help his friend. And then it turns out that all together we will ask for something whole. In the 10 parts of the partsuf, of our partsuf, which is shattered, and for it to take on the correction from above, and will no longer be shattered, and the Creator will be revealed in it, which is called redemption, the exodus from
closer. How can we feel that we are in idol worshipping if we don't know what bestow is yet?
Think about it. These are all your scrutinies now. Don't think that someone can tell you or explain this to you. You think about your work, about your actions, about your state in your life, to the extent in which you are managed by your ego. As much as you only think about yourself and not about the 10. Please, it's all before you. And from that, you will see how close you are, or how you're coming closer to redemption or not. And in everything, you can nevertheless ask from the Creator to take you out. And when we go out of Egypt, everyone goes out. All the desires, even those that seemingly don't want to come to redemption.
What is this?
We are learning now what the definition of exile is and what the definition of redemption is. And by what we exit exile to redemption, it could be that a person is in a state that is certain and it's not exile in his life, but a person himself defines whether it's exile or not. Do you understand? If I'm in my life and all the good that's happening to me, it's not exile. It could be that I'm in prison, but I don't feel that it's prison. And then you can't say that I'm in prison, that I'm in prison. And it could be that I'm in a king's palace somewhere, and I'm the king himself in his palace, but I all of a sudden feel that I can't leave the palace. I need to report to everyone. I need to take my whole military to protect me. And therefore I, that I'm in my palace even, I think that I'm in prison. Do you understand? It's all relative to a person who defines this, decides this.
But now, in the lesson, I'm here. I want to be here. I want to become incorporated in the friends, and I cannot. So,
because you didn't work hard enough on this. You didn't work on it enough in order to come closer to the friends and together with them to feel that you are already on the openings of, the openings of redemption.
So what else should I do? What can I add?
everything that could connect you to the friends. That's it. Anything that can connect you to the friends, you have to do in order to feel that you're either in exile or on stages of redemption. That is our obligation. That is what we have to do. There's nothing else for us in life. Just to scrutinize this. And from the extent in which we scrutinize this, our whole, the rest of our life is dependent.
I heard
now that you said that we can complete for each other even the necessity for redemption and even a feeling of exile.
We can complete everything for one another. Yes. Just like in our life, there are small ones, babies, there are children, there are adults, elders, there are all kinds of people. And we need them all. You see, they all live and exist in one world and support one another, and all together the world is for everyone. As we are incorporated together, it's called that we come to one partsuf. So that's how we also need to understand that all the qualities and all that there is in our friends is all that we need in order to bring ourselves to a connection between us and to redemption. That is well.
Kiev
3.
Нормально.
Can you hear us? Okay.
Вот эти слова, что когда видит товарищ,
those words, that when he sees his friend from behind, and it causes him to have doubt, and then someone else. The meaning is that if the ego depicts for me certain negative states of a friend, I forget it's the creator is operating?
If you see a friend, and you imagine to yourself that it is the Creator who is making you see Him in that way, that is okay for the time being. If you see the friend disconnected from the Creator, that it is not the Creator who is establishing the friend for you, then that's not okay. Then it means that you're under concealment. To the extent that you discover that the friend is whatever the Creator is presenting to you, then you're coming closer to the revelation of the Creator. So, in the beginning, you see the friend, you see the friends in all kinds of different forms, pleasant or unpleasant. This is what the Creator is projecting to you, such forms. Later on, you begin to see how they are correct, connected and how you can be connected with them, or vice versa, disconnected from them as much as you connect, and then you move away and disconnect, etc. By that, you constantly want to direct yourself through the friends to the Creator, that it is Him who is doing it. And it's not that whatever you see them, the way you see them before you. All of the friends, you see them because the Creator is presenting them to you. He wants you to get to know that you will see that the Creator is only whatever the Creator is Himself is presenting. Gilad, is that okay now?
The last sentence, now I can't hear you at all. There's something there. Now yes.
Okay, something has something to do with the wire here. Okay, they'll fix it later. I'm not going to touch it anymore.
I heard you normally. It's okay.
Okay, so in short, as much as a person depicts the friends and the entire world later on, the whole of reality, that it is the Creator who is presenting it before him, and he sees the Creator's relation to him, And as much as this form that he sees is the opposite form of, to the Creator, like the students of Rabbi Shimon and the masters of the Zohar who wanted to kill one another when they came to the lesson. And later on, through the lesson, they connected between them and they wrote the Zohar. And next time, once again, and even more, they discovered hatred between them, the will to receive between them. So a person has to establish before himself the world, that the whole world, it is what the Creator is projecting to him, so that the person will rise above his will to receive and will unite with that force who is projecting reality to him. And upon all the crimes, love will cover, as we call it, that he will actually discover the form of bestowal and love above that form of that the world of the world and the group is projecting to him. So if you think that you can connect between you and come closer to spirituality, more and more, cannot be. But that's only from one side, from the right. But on the left, you will always enter all kinds of disturbances that will be more and more serious between you. And this is how it will be with the whole world. The world that is revealed is also revealed to us as more and more threatening. And we are in a state where we have to rise above it and ascribe everything to the Creator. And then, above all of these disturbances, to connect, to overcome, and in this way, we bring all of the, to the Creator, all of the coarseness that He establishes in us. And above all of that coarseness, we demand from Him, because we see that we cannot resolve it. We demand from Him that He will make the connection, that He who makes peace in the heavens will also make peace upon us. That's it. This is actually the right exit from this terrible state that we're in. And we may enter even worse states, God forbid. Bala Sulam writes about a third and fourth world wars, which will be nuclear wars. And therefore, we have to realize that it all depends on how much we will discover it with the precedence of our correct perception and correct attitude towards reality. Otherwise, going through it through suffering, that is terrible, terrible. It's not worthwhile to even think about it, of how bad it may be.
A person afraid of if he's already connected with the Creator.
The person who is connected with the Creator, he is afraid about only one thing. Not that this connection will come, but that he will not be able during the disconnection to think about contentment for the Creator, but rather he will think about himself. This is his problem, that he may not be loyal, faithful to the Creator at a time when the force of faith, the force of bestowal, bina, will run away from him. This is what he's afraid of. That his ego will come to him, the will to receive, and it will confuse him so much that he may disconnect and forget. And you will completely lose the Creator. This is what he's afraid of. Because he feels himself that all in all, he is with his own forces. Who is a man, all in all? As it says, the son of a, or the child of a woman, a little animal. Itafor.
Buongiorno. Quando io vedo un amico in decina disconnesso, questo significa che il Bore.
When I see a friend in the ten that's disconnected, does that mean that the Creator is showing me my internal state that I need to improve relative to the ten?
Ken vadai.
Yes, of course. All of our corrections have to be only with respect to the ten. To that extent, we actually correct our relations with the Creator. Only in that way. We have no connection with the Creator, but only through the Ten. And therefore, if we correct the relations between us, between me and the Ten, if I correct my relations more and more, by that, I already correct my relations with the Creator. From the Ten to the Creator, there's nothing for me to correct, but only in my participation in the Ten. Therefore, it says, I dwell within my own people, that the Creator is always in the Ten. And if I advance the Ten to the Creator, by that, I also advance myself to that.
How to look, watch over the consumer to help us reach revelation.
I want to reach revelation because by that I give contentment to the Creator. When I rise above self-benefit, above the will to receive, and I want that the Creator will be revealed, and actually not only in the vessels of bestowal, but also in my vessels of reception, that by that I reveal myself to the Creator so that He will fill me up, so that He will do whatever He wants with me, everything in order for Him to enjoy. This is my work. My work is only with the intention. Let him do whatever he wants, so long as he will enjoy it.
Why am I asking? It's a matter of revelation. If the Creator is revealed, if we yearn for revelation, only the matter of concealment is something that's very...
It all depends on the screen that one has, to the extent that he has a screen, that he can work only according to his screens. If he has a screen over the overview, the coarseness of Shorish, Root 1 and 2, then for the time being he's in the vessels of Pistol without coarseness, but only rising above his state. If he works with the screens of coarseness 3 and 4, he can already receive in order to bestow, but he in himself, he is already able to create acts of bestowal.
Those screens that we talk about are screens that enable us to rise above that states that we go through in the Ten, yes?
All of the states, we go through them in the Ten.
Rav,
Rav, when you explain to us that we need to rise above the state, when a person is in a strong emotional state, what is that rising above? How is it done?
About my ego. According to my ego, I would help myself, maybe some friend who's close to me, but I need to rise above it and perform these actions due to the general will to bestow.
So let's say if a person's inside of an emotional state, you receive a state from above. How can you do that action of rising above?
It should be incorporated in the emotional desire of the Ten, which certainly is closer to the Creator.
What does it mean that the Creator does good to the wicked, and why does He do that?
Well, to whom can he help, if not to the bad? To whom can he come and support them, if not to the criminals? The Creator loves the wicked. That's what is written. Can you explain to me, why does he love the wicked? Those who discover themselves that they are in a bad, evil desire, apparently they worked hard and they drew upon themselves some of the reforming light, and they discover that they are in the evil will to receive, in order to receive. And therefore, from that, they begin to ask and to cry out and to perform actions in order to come out of it, in order to rise. This is why the Creator loves them. The Creator loves the wicked. This is what is written in the Torah, meaning those who are drawn to the truth and they discover that they are in the lie.
Why does it seem in our world that the Creator is also benefiting the egoistical criminals or wicked?
There is something else. That's so that in our world there will be wicked ones, so that we will feel towards them, do we want to be like them or not?
That's why he's doing good to them?
This is why he's doing good to them. Certainly, is that called doing good? He puts them to death. He leaves them in this life. They live their whole life in the hope that they will have something. Later on, they discover they have nothing. But rather, what did they get throughout this whole life? It was all a lie. Like a child who receives some toy. Later he discovers that it was just some plastic toy.
Hear us, Rav?
Yes.
So there's a question from Unity 3. The Creator himself puts a person into his thoughts about himself, and also the Creator takes him out of them. What if so is the sin of man?
The problem is, how do we respond to whatever we get from above? The fact that the Creator is always influencing us in the direction of correction. Do we accept it as the direction of correction and we're drawn to correction? Or we fall, we don't want it, we blame the Creator, why did you give us this instead of that? The Creator is always giving us a drive towards correction. And if that state is not so pleasant, well, what can you do? We need to somehow, nevertheless, to straighten ourselves, settle and aim ourselves. But if not, if we don't understand it, if we don't attain it, then we're considered wicked. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you to the women who are with us. And pray strongly. I very much enjoy hearing your prayers. Your prayers. It helps everyone a lot. Thanks to the righteous women that we come out of Egypt. So try to be righteous women. Truly. It's that being righteous means those who require, who demand justice. Tzedek. A part of Malchut that demands tzedek, justice, is called a righteous woman. So try to ask the Creator for that. And then you will deliver all of us from Egypt. Yes, there is a reason why it says that thanks to righteous women, that is the will to receive, that is mostly called a woman, that truly yearns to connect to the Creator and to support the will to bestow, this is actually the entire correction of the world. That's the whole correction of the world. So let's hope that the women will connect, will grow stronger, and will influence the men also in such a way that they'll stop the wars, they'll stop all of this nonsense, all of these games, as if with this force and pride, and that they will be a bit more directed toward the goal. The women are capable of performing such a correction in us.